night is just, you know, it's just a culmination of a dream for me. This night, I'm so excited about it, and I'm going to debut my new band, Harper's Ferry.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, I mean, is your new band kind of along the lines of the stuff we're talking about and your last album where you kind of pull out this bluegrass influences?
Exactly, yeah. You know, and I was telling Patrice, you know, I actually, you know, said, you know, I love this black and bluegrass sort of concept, you know, this idea of having this exchange, of melding the music, of putting the two, like, Negro spirituals and African-American acoustic blues and bluegrass together, you know, musically. They seem to really flow together nicely. And you know, and so, you know, my first attempt was pretty much with Negrass, you know, where I really went, you know, tried to put the two kinds of music together, slave songs, field songs, and I liked it so much that, you know, I decided that I got to put together a band, and it's only that. And, you know, so we're going to be doing a whole lot of Negro spirituals, which is kind of funny in an, you know, atheist agnostic such as myself, but it's funny because, you know, I love the cultural and historical significance of spiritual music, these Negro spirituals in the lives of slaves. I mean, it was just completely necessary to have some hope. You know, I mean, you know, when you get off the slave ship and you find your life is nasty, British and short, and you're beaten and you're sold and your, you know, families are torn asunder, but, you know, you have this hope. You have this belief, you hold on to this hope that there will be a reward for your suffering. The poetry in these spirituals and these slave songs just brings me to my knees.
And you said, I think you said you're actually debuting Harper's Ferry.
Yeah.
So this will be the first gig.
The first gig of Harper's Ferry.
Well, tell me, who's in your band?
Well, I've got, black banjo player from North Carolina named Turbo.
Like the breakdancer?
T-U-R-B-O.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's just a wonderful player, and he, you know, he plays Piedmont style, you know, picking, you know, and but as well as, you know, hip hop banjo. You know,
really,
it's like the amazing guy. Uh-huh. And Tanya T-A-N-Y Richardson on the fiddle. She's actually the bass player in Ruthie Foster's band, but she also plays the fiddle. And I heard her play fiddle, and said, "Girl, you got to come play the fiddle with me." So she will be fabulous. And Orville Johnson.
Okay.
One of the most soulful Caucasians I've ever met. And he plays the dobro as well as guitar.
Okay.
And a woman named Tori, T-O-R-Y A-N-A, Tori Anna. And she's this mixed race vocalist that I met in Michigan and just was blown away by her voice. And I'm hoping we can get Clifford Irvin, a bones player from North Carolina, to come play a few songs with us.
So he's a maybe.
He's a maybe. He's in his 80s, and so.
Okay.
So I'm hoping he can make it.
So he doesn't travel so much nowadays.
Doesn't travel so much. Yeah. So, you know, because I wanted Harper's Ferry to play music that reflects both cultures and the melding of cultures, and I also wanted the band to be representative just of both cultures, of, you know, and sort of the melting pot, sort of this kind of thing.